Good morning. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Commissar. In the aftermath of Michael Brown's death, legal activists suggested that some of the raw anger that erupted in suburban St. Louis had its roots in an unlikely place, traffic court. They say it was there that low-income drivers sometimes saw their lives upended by minor infractions that led to larger problems. A $75 ticket for driving with expired tags, if left unpaid, could eventually bring an arrest warrant and even jail time. So courts began an experimental amnesty program designed to give offenders a second chance by waiving those warrants. But the effort is attracting relatively few participants, despite a renewed emphasis on municipal court reform after Brown's death last summer in Ferguson. A Missouri Republican is proposing that women be required to get notarized permission from the father to receive an abortion. State Representative Rick Brayton of Harrisonville recently filed legislation requiring a father's consent, except in cases of rape or incest. Brayton told Mother Jones, quote, "It has to be legitimate rape." Brayton told the Associated Press he wasn't trying to define legitimate rape, but says a woman would need to prove the rape to have an abortion without the father's permission. The bill is one of several dealing with abortion that have repeatedly failed, including an identical bill that died in committee last session. Brayton's comments spurred critical comparisons to former Republican U.S. Representative Todd Akin, who said women's bodies can avoid pregnancy from what he called legitimate rape. An execution date of January 28th has been set for a man who fatally stabbed a St. Louis County woman during a 1998 burglary. Yesterday, the Missouri Supreme Court set the execution date for 45-year-old Marcellus Williams. It would be Missouri's first execution in 2015, after a state record 10 inmates were put to death this year. Lisha Gale was killed at her home in University City. Williams was burglarizing the home when he discovered that Gale was in the shower. He took a knife from the kitchen and attacked her when she came downstairs, stabbing her more than 20 times before stealing a laptop computer and other items. Gale was a reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch for 11 years before leaving the paper in 1992. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is planning to hold a summit to brainstorm ways to beef up the state's cattle industry. Nixon announced the summit yesterday during a visit with Future Farmers of America members at Centralia High School. It's meant to find ways to expand the industry and spur economic development in rural Missouri. A statement from the governor's office says Missouri is ranked second for its large number of beef cows, but 95% of the cattle are finished and processed in other states. Industry stakeholders will meet January 5th at the University of Missouri-Columbia. Cattle genetics experts from the university, national beef packers, and cattlemen will speak at the summit. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster is headed to St. Louis to discuss the region's troubled municipal courts. The Jefferson City Democrat has scheduled a morning news conference today to announce an unspecified action involving several municipalities in the county. He'll be joined by the Reverend Starsky Wilson and Rich McClure, who co-chair the state's Ferguson Commission. Critics say St. Louis County's 81 municipal courts are virtual debtors' prisons, extracting fines and fees from poor drivers and using the money to fund local governments that otherwise wouldn't be able to operate. Missouri's auditor is reviewing the finances of several such courts statewide, including Ferguson. And some legislators want to limit the amount of money small cities can collect from traffic violations. Federal officials are delaying a decision on issuing a 20-year extension for the Callaway County Nuclear Power Plant. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the decision is on hold pending an administrative hearing on an environmental group's legal challenge regarding spent fuel rod storage. A decision on extending the license for the Fulton plant was expected this month. The plant's current operating license is set to expire in 2024. The license renewal would extend the license another 20 years. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the NRC expects to respond in the next few days to a petition filed by the Missouri Coalition for the Environment. A recent lawsuit against the nuclear agency objects to the new rules allowing above-ground storage of spent nuclear fuel. The environmental group joined that lawsuit. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Commissar.